civil rights icon Cesar Chavez's family, officials react to sexual assault accusations. The family of Cesar Chavez said they were devastated by allegations of sexual abuse that surfaced against the American civil rights icon in a report published March 18, as officials began canceling celebrations and holidays in honor of him. "This is deeply painful for our family," the Chavez family told the Epoch Times in an email. "We wish peace and healing to the survivors and commend their courage to come forward. As a family steeped in the values of equity and justice, we honor the voices of those who feel unheard and who report sexual abuse." The New York Times published an investigation stating that the labor leader, especially of farm workers and Latino immigrant workers, allegedly sexually abused and groomed minors as young as 13 who worked in the labor movement. Renowned labor leader Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the National Farm Workers Association in California with Chavez in 1962, which later became the United Farm Workers Union, also came forward with her own allegations later in the day. Huerta said in a public statement that she had two separate sexual encounters with Cesar that resulted in the birth of two children. "I am nearly 96 years old, and for the last 60 years have kept a secret because I believed that exposing the truth would hurt the farm worker movement I have spent my entire life fighting for," Huerta said. Huerta, who was in her 30s at the time, said she kept the pregnancies secret, according to Huerta. She said she arranged for the babies to be given to other families who could give them stable lives. "I have never identified myself as a victim, but now understand that I am a survivor of violence, of sexual abuse, of domineering men who saw me, and other women, as property or things to control," Huerta said. The National Women's March Foundation called on cities, school districts, and public institutions across the United States, including Congress, to remove the name of Cesar Chavez from streets, classrooms, and public buildings and replace it with the name of Dolores Huerta. "We stand with Dolores Huerta and all survivors of sexual violence," the foundation said, and issued a call to action. The Chavez family said they were still processing the information they've learned. "We carry our own memories of the person we knew," the family said. "Someone whose life included work and contributions that matter deeply to many people. We remain committed to farm workers and the cause and countless others championed and continue to champion. We ask for understanding and privacy as we continue to process this difficult information." The Cesar Chavez Foundation also issued a statement saying the allegations were disturbing. "We are deeply shocked and saddened by what we are hearing," the foundation said. The foundation is working with leaders in the farm worker movement to be responsive to these allegations, support the people who may have been harmed by his actions, and ensure we are united and guided by our commitment to justice and community empowerment. The accusations against Chavez, who was born in the outskirts of Yuma, Arizona, to Mexican-born parents and died more than 3 decades ago, drew reaction from officials throughout the day, with some canceling state holidays and events celebrating him. The UFW Foundation announced it had canceled all Cesar Chavez Day activities. As a women-led organization that exists to empower communities, the allegations about abusive behavior by Cesar Chavez go against everything that we stand for, the foundation stated. "These disturbing allegations involve inappropriate behavior by Cesar Chavez with young women and minors. They are shocking, indefensible, and something we are taking seriously." California Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about the allegations during a press conference. The state marks Cesar Chavez Day on March 31st as an official state holiday. "None of us knew. I think all of us are processing it, and these kids have to process it now," Newsom said. 3 dozen schools in the state are named after Cesar Chavez. "So, we're just going to have to reflect on all of that and reflect on a farm movement and labor movement that was much bigger than one man and celebrate that. I'm also mindful that it's one thing for me to process. For young kids, this is hard. I hope we have some grace in that respect," he said. "It's a sensitive moment." The governor's office told the Epoch Times it was open to conversations with the state legislature on making any statutory changes that might be necessary in the future regarding the allegations. It declined to comment on whether the governor would make changes to Cesar Chavez Day at the end of the month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has canceled the Cesar Chavez Day holiday in his state. Abbott also directed all state agencies to comply with the cancellation. In the upcoming legislative session, I will work with Texas lawmakers to remove Cesar Chavez Day from state law altogether, Abbott stated in a post on X. Reports of the horrific and widely acknowledged sexual assault allegations against Cesar Chavez rightfully dismantle the myth of this progressive hero and undermine the narrative that elevated Chavez as a figure worthy of official state celebration. A councilman in Fresno, California, said during a news conference that the city would remove Chavez's name from city streets. New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan also called for Chavez's name to be removed from landmarks, institutions, and honors on a national level. "We cannot celebrate someone who carried out such disturbing harm," Lujan stated in a post on X.